The Electoral Commission says the date and centres where mop-up exercises will be carried out to complete a final voters register for the 2012 elections will be announced soon. In addition, prisoners will be registered to vote because of a Supreme Court ruling which mandates inmates to vote. Acting Director, Public Affairs of the EC, Christian Osupari, was reacting to some recommendations made by the Coalition of Domestic Electoral Observers, CODEO, in a provisional observation report. The report, which was presented to the media by co-chair of CODEO, Professor Miranda Greenstreet, recommends, among other things, that the EC must consider extending registration in areas that recorded high equipment breakdown. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe attended the CODEO media briefing in Accra and has filed this report.
The media briefing is the second by CODEO on its nationwide observation of the biometric voter registration. According to CODEO's co-chair, Professor Miranda Greenstreet, overall, the voter registration exercise procedures were followed, but observers noted irregularities and some challenges. Based on this, CODEO is asking the Electoral Commission to be thorough and diligent in implementing the next stages of data compilation of the voters' register.
Premature fingerprint capture as a result of the heat at the registration centers in the northern region, taking advantage of the cool morning hours. Normally, they capture your bio data before dealing with the fingerprinting, but because the machines were likely to break down, they captured the fingerprints ahead of capturing the bio data later in the day, which was not the procedure as laid down by the EC.
Reacting to CODEO's concerns, Acting Director of Public Affairs of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, said the Electoral Commission is taking steps to produce a credible register.
The Commission cannot say that when the Supreme Court has ordered that prisoners should be registered, we will not register them. We will go into the prisons and register them. Whether they are going to give us residential addresses, this time penal institutions, persons in prisons are considered residents in the prisons.
Herbert Akumia, Electoral Commission ICT boss, explained the technicalities involved in the data processing stage of compilation of the voters' register. On double registration, Mr. Akumia announced that the EC will publish and post at all polling stations names of all persons who are discovered to have deliberately registered more than once in the biometric voters' registration.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.